America's most trusted name in news, the Opie and Anthony Radio Show.
Let's welcome our hosts, Opie and Anthony. By the way, who's Jim Norton?
Ah, good morning, everybody.
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone. How we doing? How we holding up?
Everybody hanging in there?
Everybody all right? Oh, it's a scorcher all over the country, I got to tell you.
You know, we're not local, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of radio shows are talking about how fucking hot it is today.
Yeah.
I want to go the other direction. I want to talk to someone that is nice and cool today. And not because they're in AC.
Like,
this show lives pretty large.
I'm looking at the map. The only place I see
in the United States,
cool in the U.S.,
okay,
is the Pacific Northwest, maybe.
Pacific Northwest?
Yeah.
And why do you say maybe?
Well, because they have no temperatures there, and I think they're only doing up to, like, the 80s. So there might be 80 degrees, something like that, but you're looking for...
I'm looking
like
for
70s.
Cool. I'm looking for cool.
Well, we need Canada. Maybe Canada.
Little Canada, you think?
Yeah, because Texas is just a wreck.
Wow. That's a weird color. I've never seen that color on a weather map before. Is that, dangerous?
Bubblegum means it's fucking hot.
Is bubblegum pink dangerous?
Whenever it's bubblegum pink and almost white.
I'm used to seeing the reds, the oranges.
And the reds are like, whoa, that's hot.
Yeah, but bubblegum pink, I don't think I've ever seen that before on the weather map.
It reminds me of when you gambling and you get those chips that are like, ooh, these are good ones.
Yeah,
what's that?
It's either a really bad chip or a really good one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Sometimes they're like 50-cent chips.
Might be the dollar one that they have to make change with.
Right, right.
Or that's like the real good one.
That's like the instant tipping the waitress chip.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, I get it.
The stupid white chip.
Yeah, right.
Here, I'll give you a few bucks even though you did nothing for me.
Bubblegum pink is,
dangerous. I see 107 on that map, 104. Kenny goes to me on the way in today, it was 105 yesterday, according to my car's thermometer.
You should have took a picture and Facebooked it like the rest of the country does.
Like everybody did.
Well, I think E-Rock did that. Our own E-Rock did that.
You didn't fall for that, did you?
No, because I took my car out of the garage and it said 114, so I knew that couldn't have been right.
But you did take a picture and you tweeted it.
Yes, because it was ridiculous. Wait, what was
that? Danny's shaking his head.
Can I see that picture? Yeah, but if he got it at 114, fair enough.
But
fair enough. But we all know.
Came out of a garage.
Yeah, I know. I know. Or if you're on the highway, it's going to be a bit hotter.
And how many thermometers were really posted yesterday? Like, so many.
So many.
It's, you know.
That was the Facebook bit of the day.
I don't mind the thermometer picture if it's like November and there's like some wacky day and it's like 80 degrees.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. But you know what, folks? It's the middle of July.
We're in the heart of summer.
I know, it's hot outside. I don't need to see your fucking picture.
It's bubblegum pink weather.
Of a thermometer, I know.
Why did E-Rock change his avatar to
Yeah, E-Rock looks mean now.
Why'd you do that, E-Rock?
That's not mean. It was just a photo at a wedding that I took.
That
was taken of me.
At your own? No, course you're not married.
And you thought what? That you look good in that picture?
Yeah.
You won. All right, fair enough. 114.
There it is, 114.
It just looked ridiculous.
Some guy just was on the line.
Yeah.
I think he was in the Pacific Northwest, 56 degrees.
What?
How nice would that be? But he's not there anymore.
It is very early in the morning.
Yeah, he must be up there. In Seattle.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Seattle's like a high of 72 today, I think.
Yeah.
High of 72.
And they're going to have another 18 inches of rain. Fuck those people.
Am I crazy? I think I would love Seattle.
You know what? That'd be nice.
Raining and fucking
nice.
In the 50s all the time.
Yeah.
I went to Seattle once and I fucking loved it. So
really?
I don't know why I just trashed them. The temperatures are nice and cool. The humidity is nice and low. It is I love cloudy days.
Me too.
I'm a huge fan of cloudy days.
I hate the sun. I hate squinting and having to go like that all the time. I like when I could look anywhere I want in the sky, and I don't have to move my face muscles at all.
I have to squint.
Nothing.
I love feeling like I have a ceiling above me when I'm walking around outside. I actually love that. When I spent a lot of time in L.A. when we had some downtime, every fucking day, not a cloud in the sky. I'm like, come on, give me a cloudy day just to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, you can't even fucking look at anything.
And I don't mind rain either.
Do
you get like thunderstorms over there, or is it just rain?
You know what? When I went, the rain was not that bad.
I think like we,